Just 2 months after the Allies won the European theater of World War II, the leader of Great Britain, Winston Churchill, lost re-election. The now out-of-office prime minister received an invitation, though, to an event that would end up predicting the state of the world for decades to come. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The Allies won the war in Europe in May of 1945. 2 months later, the United Kingdom held a national election.
Things looked really great for the West and for Winston Churchill. Politics, however, are a fickle game, and there was a general election. Churchill lost that election. He won the war, but he lost the election.
As Timothy Riley explains, Churchill no longer had the job of prime minister, but his popularity around the world was still quite high, especially in the United States.
Right after that defeat, he received an invitation from Westminster College inviting Churchill to come to speak here at Westminster College in the heartland of America in Fulton, Missouri.
Perhaps the small college's invitation would have been lost if not for someone else who penned a note to Churchill.
That invitation was co-signed by President Truman, who wrote a very famous P.S. on the bottom of the letter that said, "This is a wonderful school in my home state. If you come, I'll introduce you."
Churchill accepted the offer and came to Fulton, Missouri on March 5, 1946. The town swelled by several thousand people as a packed crowd heard him speak in the campus gym, the largest building at the time. Others listened on speakers set to broadcast to those who did not have a seat.
They didn't know what Churchill was going to say, and he made a very audacious claim. He said that an iron curtain has descended across the continent of Europe. The Soviet Union, who had been allies in World War II, helped win the war. Suddenly, Churchill is saying they could be our adversaries.
It has become known as the Iron Curtain speech. Perhaps people didn't know the impact the words would have. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.